Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet, and this is indeed our final podcast on Masachet Kiddushin. We will be attending the festive Siyum, not only Masachet Kiddushin, but in Seder Nashim, and then beginning Masachet Bava Kamma, or properly Masachet Nizikin, immediately afterwards. Picking up on our Mishnah Yod Bet, Mindached Adam Im Imo, a man is allowed to be in seclusion with his mother. Rihuda Mervasi, Mindached Adam Im Achoto, a man is allowed to be alone with his sister. Now the Mishnah mentioned mother and daughter, so Ravasi adds in sister. Vidar Im Imo Vim Bito, he's allowed even to live in a residence with his mother or with his daughter. Ki Amra Kermeda Shmuel, now Rav Yehuda quoted this statement of Ravasi to Shmuel. Amar, Shmuel's reaction was, Asur li techedim kol arei yotche b'Torah. You're never allowed to be in seclusion with any erva. Afilu im behema, even with an animal, which is, of course, a forbidden union. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah says, Midached adam im yimo vim bito, v'yashen imahem b'kiru basar. You're even allowed to sleep with your mother, if you're a little child, or with your daughter, if she's a little child, with no clothes on. To Yuvta to Shmuel, it seems to disprove Shmuel. Shmuel would answer and say, you're not so in the clear. You're not allowed to be in seclusion with your sister, your mother-in-law, any other erva, except in the presence of Eidim. Now, what does that mean? Eidim in shelo be'edim lo? Only when there's Eidim, but it's not a problem if there's no Eidim. Ela tanoihi. It means that Tanya, I'm a mayor. A mayor said, he's arub bim ne biti. He's told his Talmidim, be careful about being in my presence because my daughter's there. He told them, be careful of my being in my presence because my daughter-in-law is there. Now, Ligleg Alavo told Talmid, a particular student who remains unnamed, laughed at that statement. And then we had a tradition that Lohayu Yamim Muatim Hashnichshal Oto Talmid Ba'achoto. That same student who thought that was overly pious and supererogatory to say, be careful because I can't be alone with one of my close relatives, ended up himself having relations with his mother-in-law. Now, afilu im behema, Shmuel said that you can't even be alone with the behema. Abaya michlale mikule davra. Abaya would clear all the animals out of the field when you go to investigate the field. Sheshet ma'aber le maitzra. He would put them on the other side of a fence, or the other side of the bridge. Rav Hanan min Nahardea, ikal the Rav Kahana lefum Nahara. He came to visit Rav Kahana in Pum Nahara. Chazi the Yativ Kagaris, he saw he was sitting and learning. Kamehema Kameh, there was an animal sitting in front of him, the two of them alone. Amar le lo savar la mar afilim behema, don't you agree that what Shmuel said, that you have to can't be alone with the behema? Mar le lav adatoi, he said, I didn't notice it. Rava then said, a person can be alone with two yivamot, mishtei tzarot, or two co-wives, imishava chamotah, mother and her mother, a woman and her mother-in-law, shau vat bala, or a woman and her stepdaughter, imishava tinoket shiodat tambia ve'en moseret atzmalavia, or a woman and a young girl who's old enough to understand what bia is, and who would resist it, not somebody who's prutza. Okay, Higdilu, the rest of the Mishnah said that if they come of age, Zeyashen Bichsuto, then the mother can sleep with her son as long as they've got clothes on. Kama, how old? Ada Baraza Amaravi Ravasi. Ravasi said, Tinoket, a girl, Batesha Shanim Yomechad, once a girl is 9. Tinok ben Shtemisre Shanav Yomechad, and a boy when he's 12. Vikadamri Tinoket bat Shtemisre Shanav Yomechad, Tinok ben Shtemisre Yomechad, or 12 and 13. Whatever the shear is, it's to fit. Shadaim nachonu sarech tzimech. We call generally simanim. In other words, once a young person starts developing into a young adult, if you will, then that's the point at which that second stage steps sets in, and they need to at least be clothed. Amarav from Barpapa, Amarav Chistel, Loshanu ela sheina boshala mondifanav arum. Now, this is only true if the girl is not embarrassed to stand in front of her father, let's say in this case, without clothes on. Even if she's younger, but she's embarrassed to stand in front of her father naked, then Asur, my time, Yatzar al-Basha. We know that she already has a Yetzar, she has a sense of shame about her nakedness, and therefore she's already sexually aware, and therefore they cannot be together without having clothes. Rachab Rabba Iko Verav Chista Chatnei. Rav Abba came to Rav Chista, who was his son-in-law. Shakla levat barte utvua b'chanfe. He picked up his granddaughter, meaning his own granddaughter, which is Rav Chista's wife, which is his daughter's daughter, and picked her up and sat him on her lap. Amarle lo savala marda mikadsha. Don't you know that we've already been mikadish her? Amarle avart lachad the Rav. You violated the words of Rav. A man's not allowed to be Mekadesh his daughter when she's a Ktana, and this little girl certainly is. Until she comes of age and decides on her own who she wants to marry. So Rav Chista said back to him, you've also violated the words of Shmuel. You're not allowed to use a woman. We saw that a little earlier in that very strange interaction between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. In this case, the idea was you can't handle. Amarle anna kidach to Shmuel sfirle. I hold like the other statement of Shmuel. De Amar Shmuel hakol l'shem shamayim. As long as everything is l'shem shamayim, meaning his intent here in putting the girl on his lap was to bring joy to his own daughter, who is her mother, and see the daughter and the grandfather together, granddaughter and the grandfather together, and bring her joy. That was his intent, not for anything chas v'shalom lascivious. Okay, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Yod Gimel, picks up sort of on the theme of Yichud and identifies particular livelihoods that a person ought to avoid. Lo yelamed adam ravak sofrim. A bachelor, meaning somebody who's never married, should not teach kids. V'lo telamed isha sofrim. And a woman in any case shouldn't teach kids. Rabbalazo omer afmi she'en lo isha lo yelamed sofrim. He takes it further and says, even a man who's currently not married should not teach kids. And we'll see it goes even a step further than that. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yir'e ravak behema. A bachelor should not be a shepherd. Two bachelors should not sleep under one blanket. The Chachamim say that's okay. Let's see why. So my time, what's the reason for the first piece, which is a bachelor or a woman teaching kids? Is it if it's because you're concerned about him being alone with the kids? In Chachamim's response to Rabbi Yehuda at the end of our Mishnah, where they said there's nothing wrong with being a shepherd, etc., he said that Am Yisrael is never chashud, never suspected either of homosexuality or bestiality. Ella Ravak, what's the reason for Ravak? Mishum Amhata Diyanuke. The bachelor should not be a teacher because he may eventually end up meeting privately with one of the mothers when they come to pick him up and pick up the child, and that would be a form of Yichud. Isha Mishum Avhata Diyanuke. And a woman because she meets the fathers of the kids. And the idea here is that this is the kind of profession that is going to lead to frequent opportunities to be nichshal. Rabbi Lazar added in even somebody who is not currently married. Ibayelu mishaelo isha klal, doesn't mean he's not currently married. Or dilma mishaena shriya etzlo, does that mean that his wife isn't living with him right now? She's overseas, she's on a trip, she's whatever. Toshmav mishaelo iveena shriya etzlo. Even somebody who has a wife but she's not living with him, loyal amid sofrim. Well, his opinion is, if you're married, but your wife's not with you at the present time, then you should not be teaching in that position. We saw this already, that Rabbi Yehuda the response to Rabbi Yehuda was that Am Yisrael is not nechshad, not suspected, either of homosexuality or bestiality, and therefore there really is no concern with either being a shepherd or with two Ravakim sleeping under the same blanket. Okay, final Mishnah Yodal. Somebody who has business frequently with women should be very careful to avoid Yichud. A man should be careful, therefore, not to teach his son a trade that's going to involve him with being with women. A lot we'll see in the Gemara, several examples. A person should teach his son a trade. We saw this in the first parak. But the trade should be a simple trade, a light trade, and an easy trade. In the meantime, he should pray to the one to whom all wealth and property belongs, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein omanut, she'ein baniut v'ashirut. Every vocation has rich people and poor people, successful and unsuccessful. So aniut min omanut v'ashirut min omanut. The wealth and the poverty don't come from the artisanship. It all comes from your sechut. So you teach him something simple, so you won't have to get involved with a lot of difficult situations, etc. And then pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him parnasa. Have you ever seen an animal or bird that had livelihood? And they have plenty to eat. Think about this. They were created to serve me. Me, man. And I was created to serve my creator, God. And I should be able to be fed and sustained without having to work. I have fouled my behavior, and I lost my livelihood, as it were. This is, goes back to Adam HaRishon, the curse of the earth. Abagurian ish tzadian, omer mishum abaguria. So abaguria was said, lo yelamen adam et bno chamar, a man should not teach his son to be a donkey driver, gamal, or a camel driver, kadar, a potter, sapan, a sailor, ro'eh, a shepherd, or chenvani, a storekeeper, shum natun umnat imnut listim. This is a livelihood that leads to a lot of theft. Now, theft here doesn't necessarily mean, it might be in the case of the ro'eh, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be out-and-out thieves, but rather that the nature of their livelihood is that they waste a lot of time, and that they perhaps are wasting time al cheshbon, the person who hired them, which is a form of gzeila. Certainly people who are involved with transporting goods could be suspected of that, so the gamal and the sapan. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, he quoted Abba Gurion with a slightly different take. Achamarin Ruban Rishayim. Most of the donkey drivers indeed are Rishayim. However, he doesn't have a similar judgment on the others. Gamalin Ruban Ksharin. The Gamalin are Ksharim because these are people who go out into the desert, so whatever they take, they're taking stuff that doesn't belong to anybody. The Chamarim, donkey drivers, are walking through populated areas and they're allowing their animals to eat from other people's property. Hasapanim Ruban Chasidim. Sailors are mainly Chasidim because they're always threatened and therefore they're davening. Tov Shebrofim LeGehinom, a very famous statement. Anybody interested, take a look at Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz's comment on this Mishnah in the non-censored version. It's a fascinating story about Moshe Rabbeinu and the physiognomist. One of the takes on this Tov Shebrofim LeGehinom is that the doctor finds the symptom but not the cause in pointing out to the person how they need to repair themselves. And the real cause, which is, of course, their spiritual failings. Even the best butchers is a partner with Amalek. Rashi points out because often he has fake treifot and he lets them go, etc. Rabbi Norai, which may be Rabbi Meir, says, Maniach ani kol umanut shebaolam, ve'eini melamed et bni ela Torah. I leave all other livelihoods alone. I teach my son Torah. He benefits in this world and he still has the Karen in the world to come. That's not true about other livelihood. If a person gets sick or aged or he's afflicted, he can't do his work. He dies of hunger. Torah is not like that. It keeps you from all evil when you're young. You're studying Torah, you know how to avoid pitfalls. And gives you a length of days and a good life when you're old. What does the Pasuk say about people when they're young? Those who yearn for God get new strength. What does it say when you're old? That they will give fruit even in their old age. Avram is old, he's coming on in years, and Hashem blessed him. Matsinu, parenthetically, Shasavram Avinu kol Torah kulad shalonitna, that Avram fulfilled all of the Torah. This is a famous sugi in Yoma. Shinemar Ekeva Shashem Avram Mikoli, Hashmor Mishpati Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Torotai. That Hashem blessed Yitzchak because Avram kept his Torot, and the idea is Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebalpeh. All right, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Shazakav Manashim. The beginning of the Mishnah said anybody who has dealings with the women should make sure to avoid Yichud. We add to that Suro Ra. He has bad tendencies. What is that? Can go on Hatsorfim. These are smiths. Hasrikim, people who comb out clothes. Hanukurot, people who come and fix mills, the stone mills they use for grinding. Haruchlin, these are door-to-door salesmen. Vahagardim. These are wool dressers, and Saparim, which are, of course, hair cutters, Hakovsim, launderers, Vahagara, which is blood letters, Vahabalan, the guys who run the bathhouse, Vabursiki, the tanners. Ein mamidim lo melech v'lo kohen gadol. Neither, if anybody had that profession, we can't make a melech or a kohen gadol out of them. My tama, why? La mishum lepsili, not because they're really ganavim. Shum dezilum natayu. Their livelihood is a low, a degrading thing. Tanamana, sorry, dvayim nemru begera. There's 10 things said about a blood letter. Halech al tzido. He walks on his side. So Rashi points out that, so the first three things are Malech al Tzido, he walks kind of leaning to the side, which evidently is some sort of sign of haughtiness, he has a high spirit, and Vinit Levi Yoshev, he doesn't sit down, he first leans on something, and he doesn't sit down straight away. Veinot Sara, he's cheap, Veinot Ra'ah, he's jealous of others, shall we say, Ochel Harbe, eats a lot, Umotzi Kima. All right, and he gives very little out, as it were. V'chashud al harayot v'al hagezev al shuchut tamim, and he's suspected of being licentious and murderous and of the thief. Evidently, they didn't really like blood letters. Tash bar kapar l'olam yomein adam b'no umanut nikiyah v'kalah. This is what the mayor said. A person should teach his son a light and simple and clean livelihood. Mahi amar v'yehuda machta talmiyuta. Right, that to be a tailor. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, in lachol manut she'overet min ha'olam, there every kind of livelihood eventually disappears. Ashrei mi shiro'e Torah b'umanut mu'ula, happy as somebody grows up and sees his parents engaged in a nice livelihood. Oy lo lemi shiro'e Torah b'umanut b'kuma, and woe to somebody who grows up and sees his parents involved in a degrading thing. Yevshalom b'lo basam uvelo bursaki, the world needs spice handlers and the world needs tanners who smell bad. We need all of them, but happy is the one who is the spice handler, who makes spices and who smells good, and people enjoy being around him, and woe to somebody who is a tanner, who people want to avoid because he smells bad. The world needs men and women. Nonetheless, happy is the man whose children are mainly sons. Well, Mishmanav is in the kevot. Manav is a little strange, but woe to somebody whose children are daughters. We need daughters, but let someone else have them. That's the sentiment here. Exactly as the Mishnah. The only thing added here from the Mishnah is the proof text from Haggai, Li HaKesav, Li HaZahav, Ne'uma Adonai Tzvaot. The gold and the silver all belong to me, says Hashem. And this house, the Bayit Sheni, which is being talked about, will indeed be filled of all the glory, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in that nevuah, Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zahav. Shimon Elazar Omer, Im ra'ita mi'amecha. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, have you ever seen an animal that was working for a living? Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, mi'amai lo ra'iti tzvi kayatz. I never saw a deer that was a fruit dryer. V'ari sabal, or a lion that was carrying people's packages. V'shu'al chenvani, or a fox that was a storekeeper. That's kind of cute. V'even put enough on a zinshal, but sorry, they nonetheless have plenty to eat. They were created to serve me. I was created to serve my creator. These who were only created to serve me, I get their food without trouble. I was created to serve God. Certainly, I should be able to be sustained without the pain and the difficulty. I fouled my behavior, and therefore I lost my parnasah. He too. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says it is your sins that have caused you to go away. Take a look at the rest of the pasuk. So that has kept all the good from you, your own sins. Nerai Omer, he said, I will leave every other livelihood and teach my son Torah. Tanya Naom Omer, everything else that you do works when you're young. Amazing, when you're old and you can't work anymore. This is before the welfare state, but nonetheless, you could be hungry. Torah is not like that. It works for you when you're young, and it gives you a long life and hope when you're older. They are fat and juicy, moist, like moist trees, when they are old, giving fruit. So that brings us to the end of Perek Asar Yuchsin, to the end of Masachet Kiddushin, indeed, the end of Seder Nashim. Yashar Koach to all of the Lomdim who participated with us in our study of Daf Yomi. Mirtz Hashem, we begin with the next podcast, with the beginning of Masachet Nizikin, with the first third of Masachet Nizikin, Masachet Bava Kama, and we'll see you then. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day. Yashar Koach to all the Lomdim, Chen Chen, Hadran Alach, Masachet Kiddushin, Vadrach Halan.